Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community. Here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WBIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the local news you should know about. Today, a new study by Geisinger could lead to new treatments for obesity. And Pennsylvania cattle producers speak out against President Trump's beef import plans. It's Tuesday, September 1st. Let's get into it. We'll start with an update on a crash over the weekend. A Tunkhannock family who died following a weekend car crash in Susquehanna County are being remembered for their ties to the community. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has the latest on the investigation and how the Thatcher family gave back to the region.
State troopers responded to Rock Mountain Drive in Gibson Township at about 10:15 a.m. Saturday for a report of a one-vehicle crash. Together with first responders, they located a sedan 60 feet down a steep embankment. Inside, they found the bodies of the Thatcher family, Peter and Sandra, both 45, as well as their 11-year-old son and 10-year-old daughter. Tunkhannock Area School District Superintendent Paul Doherty, in a social media post, identified the children as Noah and Layla Thatcher. State Trooper Robert Urban on Monday said there was nothing suspicious about the crash and nothing new to report on the investigation. The Wyoming County Sheriff's Office in a Facebook post said Peter Thatcher had been a sergeant at the Wyoming County Correctional Facility. Sandra Thatcher worked at McDonald's restaurants in Tunkhannock and Montrose and was praised as a passionate supporter of the Scranton Ronald McDonald House, which helps families with lodging and other needs when a child is seriously ill or injured. Richard Bradshaw is organizational leader at the house.
She was very inspirational. She was very kind, very compassionate, always good with the kids when they came to the store, always good with people with all different types of challenges. I'd like to say, you know, personally, she was a hero to me. Her legacy lives on through those of us she touched, and we're grateful to have had a little part of her life in ours.
Tunkhannock area made arrangements to have extra counselors on hand over the coming days to assist students and staff who may be struggling with the loss of their classmates. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. Find that full story at WVIA.org. Now for the health headline of the day. A study that used data from Geisinger's MyCode genetic database identified a gene mutation that could lead to new treatments for obesity and cardiometabolic diseases. The findings were published in the national science journal Nature in August. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports.
The research found that those with mutations in the FNIP1 gene had lower risk of cardiometabolic disease. Those diseases include diabetes, sleep apnea, high blood pressure, and are often associated with obesity. The study used data from more than 1 million patients in three continents. Dr. Christopher Still co-authored the research and directs Geisinger Center for Obesity and Metabolic Research. He says the findings have implications for future treatment breakthroughs of obesity and cardiometabolic diseases, and that can benefit patients in the region.
Because our BMI tends to be heavier in central Pennsylvania, there's an increased prevalence of those disease states to not only manage clinically, but also try to prevent and have treatment options for them.
He says the next step of this research would be to test the findings in obesity treatment.
And if we could know that this gene, if it's mutated, is helpful, that someone could develop a protein to block this and make it more favorable, similar to the GLP-1 medications that are so prominent in today's society for treatment of the comorbid medical problem.
Still says the study emphasizes the importance of patient participation in research and that cardiometabolic diseases are often due to genetics, not the patient's lifestyle. I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Boris Krauchenyuk with WVIA News. Thanks for listening to WVIA Radio. Read more about some of the stories you hear at our website, wvia.org/news. We appreciate your support because we report to you.
Welcome back. Now for a statewide story. Pennsylvania cattle producers are speaking out against President Trump's effort to lower beef prices. Julie Grant reports for WVIA.
With the cost of ground beef at an all-time high, President Trump is allowing 300,000 metric tons of lean beef trimmings to enter the United States over the next 3 months at a reduced tariff rate and sold at 25% below market prices.
It makes basically no sense.
Bill DeVore runs a cattle farm in Washington County and is president of the Pennsylvania Cattlemen's Association, which represents 11,000 cattle and dairy producers statewide. He says beef prices at the supermarket are up because consumer demand has been high. DeVore says cattle farmers are working to increase the herd, but bringing prices down will take longer than this beef import decision timed for the election cycle.
So it's like a very quick Band-Aid for a month or two, but it's going to affect the American farmer in the long run.
DeVore and other experts don't think consumers will see much difference at the supermarket.
That was Julie Grant reporting. All right, one last thing for the day. We have another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
There was a time when, if you found yourself in Bedford, PA, along Route 30, also known as the Lincoln Highway, it would have been difficult to avoid an 18-foot-tall, 22-foot-wide coffee pot that became a popular roadside attraction. The Kuntz Coffee Pot was built in the 1920s by a man named David Kuntz to attract people to his nearby service station. The coffee pot served as a cafe for a time. Later, it became a bar. And then it was abandoned. It never did serve as an actual coffee shop. The giant coffee pot sat in disrepair until the early 2000s, when a historical group found a grant to move it and restore it. Today, you can find the attraction at the Bedford County Fairgrounds, just 125 yards from where it originally stood. Visitors can go inside, check it out, and take some photos, and learn a little history about Bedford County. You'll just have to bring your own cup of joe. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the day? Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss a thing. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.